This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We have breaking news at this hour. Monday at 5 p.m., that's the deadline set today by a federal judge in Washington for Donald Trump and his attorneys to respond to a motion by special counsel Jack Smith. Late last night, Smith asked the judge to order Trump not to release non-public information from his election conspiracy case. Smith's motion came hours after Trump said on social media, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." That was seen as threatening federal prosecutors. But in a statement, Trump's campaign said it was the definition of political speech. CBS's Christina Ruffini says Trump has a lot on his plate.
The first GOP debate is August 23rd, followed by the first pretrial hearing in Washington just 5 days later.
A near-total abortion ban in one of the nation's largest states is on hold.
A Texas judge says the state's abortion ban has proven too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications and must allow exceptions without the risk of doctors facing criminal charges. The court in Austin heard detailed testimony from the plaintiffs last month, including from one woman who went into life-threatening septic shock and the baby was stillborn. The state is expected to seek a swift appeal and has argued that Texas ban already allows exceptions, calling doctors' fears of prosecution unfounded. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ukraine says it will continue to attack Russian ships in the Black Sea using maritime drones after apparently hitting vessels twice in the past 2 days. More from the BBC's James Waterhouse.
It is the second day where footage appearing to show the moment a sea drone collides with a Russian vessel has been released. The nearby Kerch Bridge, which links Russia to occupied Crimea, had to be reportedly closed after explosions were heard. Kiev has said it sees any Russian ship as a legitimate target, mirroring the sentiments of Moscow since it pulled out of a deal which allowed Ukraine to export grain through the Black Sea.
Pope Francis prayed today with the sick and the disabled at a shrine in Portugal. CBS's Chris Livesey is traveling with the Pope.
Nearby wildfires filled the sky with smoke and sent ash floating down on the crowd. Later in the evening, Francis will hold a vigil at the Parque Tejo with young people, many of whom are camping out ahead of a final Mass tomorrow where up to 1 million people are expected to attend.
A mother of four from Georgia, reported missing last month, has been found dead. Rockdale County Sheriff Eric Levitt said they found the body of 29-year-old Imani Robertson yesterday.
We've had two different cadaver canine organizations that assisted us, and one of these organizations was with us on yesterday. And that's when the dog alerted, and it's at a specific area and location.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report finds almost three-quarters of young people believe gun violence is a problem in the United States. Joe Ullery reports.
Wyatt Russell with American University says this generation, raised in an era when mass shootings are common, says school safety is a major concern and is associated with negative mental health outcomes.
The average young person knows at least one other person who's been injured or killed by a gun. We've seen an astonishingly high 25% of youth have been in an active shooter lockdown, not a drill, a lockdown.
A study from the Kaiser Family Foundation also found that gun violence was the leading cause of death for kids in 2020 and 2021, the highest rate among large wealthy nations. Opponents of stricter gun laws cite concerns about personal freedom and self-defense. Russell notes the survey found that a young person's access to guns, identification with gun culture, and exposure to media relating to guns correlated with support for male supremacy, belief that the Second Amendment gives individuals the right to overthrow the government, higher levels of racial resentment, and post-traumatic stress disorders.
We're working to develop some inoculation strategies to help young people stop harmful mis- and disinformation, conspiratorial thinking, and supremacist ideologies that can influence gun violence.
Researchers polled a nationally representative sample of more than 4,100 people, ages 14 to 30. I'm Joe Ullery. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I hope your drive to work is good. What's up, Earl?
What's going on, Gilbert? Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, man, beautiful weather outside right now.
Man, it sure was, man. I was cutting grass all day yesterday. All day.
Well, you know, it takes you all day to cut, you know, your grass. It takes me about 20 minutes to cut mine. What's going on, man? What's the difference?
What you talking about, man? You know, it take you 20 minutes because you just zip through it and don't even care what it is.
Well, it's because I don't have acres to cut.
Hey, at least you got something to cut, right? And it's yawns. Hey,
man, you know, man. Before we get started, man, congratulations to a couple of buddies of yours and mine. George Kuntz.
Dr. George Kuntz. We call him Kuntze.
Horicon Bank names Dr. George Kuntz as director. Horicon Bank announced the appointment of Dr. George Kuntz to its board of directors. Kuntz serves as senior vice president of the university relations for Marion College in Fond du Lac. After earning his doctorate from Marquette University, Kuntz was instrumental in creating Marion University's first interdisciplinary studies degree for disadvantaged students. He also served as a board member of several prominent organizations, including the Green Bay Packers, the Nature Conservatory, and Ascension Healthcare. You know, Gilbert, is it safe to say that when you played, Dr. Kuntz might have been one of the smartest of all the players during your time?
I wouldn't. No.
No, okay. No, we ain't gonna
the smartest. Yeah. I wouldn't say the smartest.
Yeah, but he was up
there. He was in the top five.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a brilliant guy.
Brilliant on the field and brilliant off. Just a impeccable human being.
Yeah, I mean, no question, man. You know, he is, and his feet are still firmly planted on the ground.
Yes.
There he's go, right.
I tell you, him and Leroy Butler are two of the funniest human beings you ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Ever. And when them boys go against each other, oh my God! If your side is not busted open, something wrong with you.
And we also have to thank Leroy Butler.
Leroy, he's
Frenchy. He's Frenchy?
He's Frenchy. That's yeah. French. Leroy.
When he's in Wisconsin. Otherwise, when he's
in Florida, when he's back in. Yeah. Leroy. They lean on the Leroy.
Yeah. Well, he's been elevated, man, to the board of directors of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, he's on the board now, man. We got the shareholders elected him on the board, so I'm excited for him as well. Them two brothers, man, like I say, they are doing things that I wish I could do. You know what I'm saying? And they both deserve it. And we got to get old George Kuntz in that Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, though. You know, Leroy on Hall of Fame on both NFL and Green Bay Packers. We need to get George in the Hall of Fame.
You know,
along with my man Sterling Sharp.
You know, but the thing that I know about Leroy is, man, there's just no better guy around, right? I mean, he's just as natural a guy, man. No, nobody will say anything negative about him, will they?
No, because he carries himself.
Just like an average guy, man.
Yeah, yeah. He will stop, and I have seen him. Sometimes he takes the time. This is what's unique about Leroy. He'll get a stack of his football cards. He will take the time to sign every one and put them in his pocket. And while he's walking around or he sees some kid or some kid's birthday or whatever, he gives it to the kid. I mean, that shows me what I need to do. Lead by example, not by running off at the mouth. Well, that's what he
does. Well, that's easy to do, man. Next time you come here, do what he did. He brought a bunch of goodies. He brought a bunch of signed, you know, photos of himself. He brought a signed bobblehead, you know. Mm-hmm. I think he brought a season's ticket to, or maybe that's going to look.
Earl, all that stuff costs money. All that stuff costs money. And until I get that gold jacket, all you going to get is a handshake.
Hey, man. All right, man. Let's get at it. So Gilbert, I wanted to talk about, you know, Jordan Love, man. And if things are just starting to sound like when several weeks ago, President Mike Murphy had this to say about Jordan Love. Where is it at? I got it somewhere. And he basically said that Jordan Love has 5 days to be able to half the season, the middle of the season, to be able to show his whether or not he is going to be the man. Half the season, by that period of time, I guess there's a growth that they're expecting to see from him that will let them know whether or not he is their quarterback of the future. Is that fair?
I'm going to tell you this, man. I like Mike Murphy. Mark Murphy. I do.
Yeah, he's getting ready to retire.
That's not his lane. That's not his lane. That is not his lane. That is something for the pretty boy, LaFleur. That's his name? LaFleur, yeah, to say. But here's the thing, man. When Brett Favre took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. When Aaron Rodgers took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. You gotta see, man. They're stacking up things to put it all on him. I mean, Jordan Love, he fighting against the team, and he fighting against the fans. When we all should just let this kid play football, lay as it lay. You know what I'm saying? The team is on his back about you got half a season. We went out and drafted a quarterback. We went out and got the best quarterback in the USFL behind you. That's putting pressure on him. I mean, it's how he's going to handle it. But then you got the fans. You ain't going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers. We don't know what's going on with you. You was unproven. That kid is in the middle of all this stuff, and he going to need
some. Well, so let me ask you this, because some people will say, and rightly so, hey, this is his fourth year.
Same with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers took 4 or 5 behind Brett Favre.
Okay.
What is that? What is that going to do?
Well, I guess
that's not a gripe.
I guess what
that's what we do,
Gilbert. I guess what they're saying is there are a lot of young quarterbacks who got drafted out of college and they threw them right to the wolves.
A lot of them didn't have Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback. You see what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers is our starting quarterback for 4 years. He ain't beating Aaron Rodgers out. All these other clowns got dudes from out of the stands playing their starting quarterback before they took over.
So all offseason, the Green Bay Packers preached patience with new starting quarterback Jordan Love. That was the mantra with everyone from general manager Brian Gutekunst to coach Matt LaFleur and even some players. Patience now has a timeline, at least for now, at least for how long it might take to find out whether Love can extend the Packers' 30-year run of MVP-level quarterback play from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't think they should be expecting him to extend that. I'm comparing a little bit to Aaron's first year as a starter, I'd say at least half a season to know, Packers president Mike Murphy said Monday. And I think even though we ended up with a losing record that year, but we saw enough of Aaron to know that we had something special. While the Packers were 6-10 in Rodgers' first season as a starter in 2008, halfway through the season, the team had seen enough for him to warrant a contract extension. Rodgers threw for more than 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns that season. Love already had his rookie contract extended this offseason. So I get it, Gilbert. Everybody knows the Packers, and I was looking at their starting offense, and 60% of their starting offense is going to be new. So how can you, you can't expect them to do much of anything.
Yeah, because you got to also remember the greatest quarterback that we had last year even struggled with this unit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, this receiver corps, he struggled with them. And it wasn't because of, half the time it wasn't because of him. It was because they wasn't in the positions where they need to be. So you got to remember all this when you're putting all this pressure on this young cat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We gotta hope that Jordan Love has a head on their shoulders where he's gonna know he's gonna be able to catch the world.
Hey, Gilbert, not only is he getting pressure, from ownership, from the coaches, he's gonna get pressure from the fans. And he was gonna get that anyway. Mm-hmm. Because I don't care what he does or how far he goes. They loved Aaron Rodgers all those years. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He can never be that.
No, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's a totally different quarterback. But you got to remember Aaron Rodgers day one, and we definitely going to remember Jordan Love day one.
Listen, got to go to a break. CJ, I see you. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.
This is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep fried old fashioned,
or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. Bar.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up but later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave diggers in full effect. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And it makes me nervous when you, the only grave digger I'd like to meet, and that's Gilbert Brown.
I like that one. I like that one.
Well, I really enjoy you guys, your talks. I can't wait to see this kid play. I am so excited for this kid. I hope the Packers fans give him some time. Just remember, Aaron Rodgers sat back and watched Brett Favre, and he learned a lot. And a lot of the way he played, and this kid is going to be talented, he's going to be fast, and he's got a rifle. So I can't wait for it.
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. He does have a rifle. But, you know, it's, you know, when you follow Aaron Rodgers, one of the best arms in the history of football, you know, and you got to try to compare his rifle to Aaron Rodgers' rifle, a whole different kind of thing. But here's what I will say to you is, you know, people aren't going to be patient. They want to win. And the Packers have a history of winning. And so they expect to win. And that's where I think, you know, Gilbert, I think that's where we're going to wind up having these issues.
Yeah, I believe so, Earl. I mean, you know, we got to give the love train a chance, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't derail the train before it get out the station. God damn, man. You know what I'm saying?
So let's say they start off, you know, 1-4. Say, I don't know what the schedule is like, but 1-4. You think people are going to have patience? They're going to be calling for his head, man.
I mean, you got some fans that understand, and you got some fans that don't. You got some fans that know the game. You got some fans that don't. You know what I'm saying? But we start out, you know, knowing coming into this season that we're going to struggle. We got to understand that. We're not used to struggling. You know what I'm saying? Ever since 92, 93, when Brett and Reggie came in, that started something that lived
unmatched.
Up to this.
Unmatched almost in football.
Yeah. Now it's our turn to understand what the real world looks like. You see what I'm saying? We've been in la-la lane. You know, now it's time for us to see what the real world looks like. And that looks like we are starting over with a new quarterback.
Gilbert.
A whole new team.
Gilbert,
But they don't call it a rebuild.
I know, but Gilbert, you trying to tell the Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packer mystique.
Packer Nation.
Packer Nation that hasn't had to see that struggle. They forgot Scott Hunter now.
They forgot the 30 years before. Forgot the 30 years before.
You said 30 years before.
It was 30 years before that we busted great.
Man, it was a long time.
Yeah, that's why when 96 came, 95 came around, and we went up there and beat Frisco in the head, and everybody started watching us, and 96 came around, we won the Super Bowl. That started something. It started a whole new Green Bay Packer mystique.
So, Gilbert, people watch Green Bay even during that 30 years because I watched them.
Oh, yeah. We got a fan base that ain't right. Unmatched.
And they got used to the Scott Hunter quarterbacks and that kind of stuff. And then once you guys turned all that around, they got used to
Brett Favre.
But football.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but football, I mean, Dallas Cowboys used to be like the Packers, where you know, they had that great run in the 60s, and then it was a lot of years in between. But that's football, right?
Then the 90s came with Troy Aikman and them, and they looking for it again.
Right, right.
Just like Frisco, just like San Francisco. They was on top. Now they looking for it again.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. You can't, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to hang around and get and be looked at like that for 30 years, man, that's the minority. That's not the majority of football teams, right?
Right, because look at the emergence of the Detroit Lions. They ain't won none since 55, somewhere in there.
Man. I know, man.
They've been the bottom of the barrel, licking the bottom of the barrel forever.
Yeah.
Now that Lion is peeking his head out that barrel looking for something to eat.
But you know, Gilbert, and that all has to do with the people in charge, because when you finish low every year like the Lions have, they've had a lot of first-round draft choices. They just didn't have they weren't picking the right players.
Yeah, you can't pick one and think it's going to do it. You got to pick 11 to win.
Yeah, but if you get the first-round picks year after year after year after year, and the Lions have been getting that,
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3-4, Matt Flynn direct. 4-6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief, a federal judge has given Donald Trump and his attorneys until Monday to respond to a motion by special counsel Jack Smith late last night. Smith complained about a Trump social media post. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
He's sending not-so-veiled threats to potential witnesses in this case that if they cooperate with the government, they're going to have to face Trump and his followers. And that's a very chilling message.
Texas is appealing a hold on the state's near-total abortion ban. But attorney Marcus Esther says the judge's ruling is narrow in scope.
You can't go
to seek just any abortion. It has to be some kind of emergency medical need, and that physician will be allowed to perform that abortion.
Flash floods forced evacuations yesterday in northwest Tennessee. The Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
We saw anywhere from 10 to 12 inches of rain in some portions of Missouri and heading down into west Tennessee and Kentucky.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been laughing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke.
All right, welcome back. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and Gilbert Calvin is hooking you up.
Calvin is that Monday morning DJ, boy. You don't need no coffee. You don't need no coffee when Calvin on the wheels of steel.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 as we get closer to the football season. And I want to make this announcement. You know, radio station WRJN, Civic Media radio station in Racine, 99.9 FM, and Kenosha, 98.1 FM, where you'll be able to hear the Green Bay Packers The Milwaukee Bucks and the Brewers. Man, we're doing pretty good.
Moving up in the world, ain't we?
Absolutely, man. Let's do this. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Hey, good morning to you, Terry. How you doing? You say what?
I say good morning, fellas. Gilbert, Earl.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks, Gil. I don't agree with this 8-game or 9-game deal with Jordan Love either. That's putting, like you say, guys, extra pressure on him. He doesn't need that. I mean, you laid it all out, Gilbert. He's got enough to deal with anyway without getting a rug pulled out from underneath him 8 games or 9 games into the damn season.
Oh, my God.
And I got another point here. Go ahead, Gilbert. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm agreeing with you, brother.
Yep. And then last week's show, guys, quickly, I agree with you paying college athletes, Gilbert. Okay, got that out of the way. Third point is, here's some more obscure quarterbacks. Jim Delgazzo, John Adel, Rich Campbell, Scott Hunter.
repeat that again.
Obscure quarterbacks Packers had over the years. Jim Delgazzo, 1972. Oh, that was Scott Hunter's year, too, 72. Rich Campbell, 81. When he got there, John Hadle was 74, I believe. They made that trade with the Rams to get John Hadle.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, they had some guys, man, average guys at quarterback before they wound up with the two Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Thank you very much for the call, man. Appreciate it. Gilbert, you say what, man?
Man, I mean, I love me some John Hadle now. He just passed away here not too long ago. He's KU standout.
Yeah, well, San Diego's way, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, let's look at that. You got Bart Starr, and it's a shame that you got Bart Starr. Nobody says nothing till you get to Brett Favre. How many years is that?
Yeah, that's good. Man, that's a lot of years, man.
And then, but listen, you got Brett Favre that took over in 92, I believe, until 2022, we had two of the best quarterbacks. How many years is that? You see what I'm saying? So now all that pressure is dropped in Jordan Love's lap.
You know, Gilbert, when they say that he's got these 8 games, I'm looking at the schedule. And, you know, Chicago Bears, New England Patriots, Cincinnati Bengals, Seahawks, Chicago Bears again, Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I'm not saying they can't. New Orleans Saints, Detroit Lions. I mean, you know, those are some pretty tough defensive teams, right?
Yeah, them teams are not slouches. Them teams are not slouches.
And they got points to prove.
Yeah, did you say Joe Burrow and company in that group?
Yeah,
we got, I mean, it's going to be, you know, they like to say the matchup loves the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow versus Jordan Love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but come on, man. You know, I mean, and that can't be the way it is. Cincinnati.
Justin Fields versus Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's gonna be a good matchup, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the difference is the other team.
The Heat's been on Justin, what's his name? Justin Fields. Smith? Fields, I'm sorry. Chicago.
Yeah, it's only been a couple of years. He only been in the league.
But the Heat's been on him to perform. But that's Chicago though. That Heat would come to Green Bay and they would kick Jordan Love off the love track.
So let's go here, Gilbert. Because we talked a little bit about running backs, and the fact that running backs, you know, it's kind of like they're the stepchild. And I remember when running backs were the cream of the crop in the NFL. And everybody had to have a star running back, and they paid the star running back because the game was different. But today, I'm looking at Jonathan Taylor of Indianapolis Colts. And, You know, he's making $4.3 million ending his rookie contract. Jonathan Taylor, if you haven't seen him, he's a battering ram. He's fast. He's big and strong. Former Badger running back, big and strong. You know, just a hell of a running back. And he's saying, hey, wait a minute, man. You know, I'm kind of leading the league in all of these things. I'm making $4.6 million in year four, man. Can I get paid some more money? And the coach and the owner, Irsay, who's been there forever, said, wait a minute, man. You already got a contract. You know, Gilbert, so when you sign a contract early on and you see, I mean, he's carried the ball 1,700 carries. So, but Gilbert, and you see, you know, what's happening with these guys. And you say, oh, he's better than what we thought he was. And you're the owner. And you're saying, I don't want to lose Gilbert. We need him. He's a big part of our team. But he ain't got, we can't give him no more money. That's, how does,
you know,
we're talking about team ball, Gilbert. We're talking about, I'm selling my soul for the team. And then you turn around and kick me in the teeth and say, well, you know, you got a contract.
I love to compare football to the real world sometimes. You know, like I told you before, a lady come up to me and ask me why you ain't got your Packer shirt on. And I usually say, if you worked at Burger King, would you walk around and Burger King work every day? You know what I'm saying? So then you turn it like this. You would say, as an employee, we keep putting all this work on you. We keep giving you these extra jobs. We keep giving you all this stuff. And you realize that. And you're like, hey, man, y'all giving me all this work for the same pay when I'm performing above and beyond the next man.
Right.
I need to be paid what I'm worth. I'm putting my body. He's been reading the Clippers just like the ownership has been reading the Clippers. The expectancy for an NFL running back is not for long. Not for long. You see what I'm saying? So he got to get his payment while he can. And everybody else is going to try to hold you down because we don't want to lose them, or we don't want to give you all this money because we're going to turn around and get another guy. Man, you got to give people what they're worth, man. Period.
Well, here's another guy. Jerry Jones comments about Zach Martin. Zach Martin is a starting offensive tackle. All pro.
We are expendable. Before you say anything, linemen are expendable, but go ahead.
Not good left tackles, Gilbert.
Linemen are expendable. Go ahead.
Linemen.
What about to fly out your mouth? What I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
Left tackles are the second highest paid athlete in NFL football.
Uh-huh.
Offensive tackles. So, Cowboys stance on Martin, not about precedent. Martin is a starting left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. He didn't allow one sack all last year. He played in all the games. He's played now for 5 years, Gilbert. He was a first round pick. So he's been in the league 6 years. And four of those years, he's been all pro. And and so he's making $14 million a year. And he said, hey, wait a minute. I got two more years. I want an extension. You know what Jerry Jones told him?
What's that?
He basically said, I don't give a rip about you being all pro 5 years. We got a contract. And you've been well. We're fine with all of that. But all this stuff you're talking about, hey, your name is on a contract.
Lip service.
Yeah.
Lip service.
And he holding out, and Jerry Jones said, well, it's costing you, it's already cost you $250,000 in fines. You stay out there, even when you come back, you still going to pay them fines. That's all pro cat, man. He ain't allowed no sacks. And Jerry Jones made it clear, it's not about precedent, it's about facts, Jones said. We need the money to pay Micah Parsons. We need the money to pay the players that we got to pay in the future. It's a fact. It's not even a philosophy. It's just a fact. Those dollars are there, and we have this at this level. And if you redid all the contracts, then you never could put a roster together. In other words, I don't care how good you are, man. We know how good you are, but we can't help you.
They need all the money to pay for that big TV. They need the money to pay for that big TV they got in the joint.
I know, man.
But look, man. It's like this, though, Earl. I mean, everybody can't do that because they ain't got no weight. This cat got weight.
Who, Joe? You're talking about this offensive lineman.
Yeah, he got weight, dog. You see what I'm saying? If he ain't gave, and you know, understand who he was going against all last year, he ain't give up a sack?
No, he didn't give up a sack.
If I was Dak Prescott, I would go walk up on that fool's door
and give him some of your money.
And say, man, hey, take some money out of my check.
Yep. I mean.
Because he ain't keeping me alive out there. While you sitting over there rubbing and smoozing with the people in the thing, this dude's keeping my backside alive. Go, and that's the thing. Go fight for your boys, man. Go fight for your boys, Dak.
Yeah, because he just got his.
You got yours. Go fight for your boys. Or say, hey, man, you know what? Dip in the mind a little bit because this cat right here.
So, Gilbert, let me ask you. So how will that offensive lineman not ever see it or feel that way again, the way he's felt over these last 5 years? I mean, he's a pro. He's going to go out there and play just as hard. But he's never going to forget what Gerald Jones said to him, is he?
No, he's not, man. Because see, Jerry Jones don't realize that a player really takes what the owner says because the owner is the buck stop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And he's going to listen to that. And if he ever gets free and Jerry Jones comes to call him, but another team's going to say, man, we'll give you a dollar more because we know you're going to get out of there.
Right.
I holler. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what Jerry Jones is saying, Gilbert, is we're fine. Thank you for everything you've done, but we haven't won a Super Bowl. This is what he said to him. And with all that's going on, even with you doing all this, we haven't won a Super Bowl. Is that the right thing? I mean, how does that player take that?
It
gotta hurt, you know, Gilbert.
Yeah, you know how they say it's that locker room talk that they put on the board. Or, right. You know, we're going to give you some cream puffs. We're going to do this, that, and the other. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
One, two. To the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip this.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby.
Hey.
Too low depth, so get over crazy.
Hey, man, where can we find that
at? Unfadable, so please don't try to...
You know that one look like.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's all Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Gilbert, man, you can smell it in the air.
Mm.
It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner, man.
It's getting there.
You know,
it's
man.
Summertime.
Huh?
Summertime about to be over.
Yeah, you know.
All in the air.
You kind of hate to trade off. You kind of hate to trade off the summer for football. But if you have to let it go.
You got to let it go for something.
Yeah. Man, got to let it go.
Let it go for something.
You know, man.
Hey, Earl. What? Earl. Let's talk about this fight, man. You keep avoiding it, man. I've been waiting on you to talk about this
wasn't
fight,
a,
man.
Well, it wasn't a fight, man. It was a bludgeoning. It was one guy beating up another guy. And
Bud came to work, didn't it?
Man. You know, it was, man, that was one of the most hyped fights.
Oh my God. The century fight.
Yeah. Well, more than century. And so, you know, as a fight fan, as an avid fight fan, and I have been all of my life, I was all excited and hyped up about this fight, man, you know. And the difference is, in the old times, they used to have the undercards were good, Gilbert. They had great fights all the way through.
Yeah.
But this time around, you know, you only got one. You sit around, wait for one. At least they didn't wait till midnight before they started showing it.
I was hoping to see a Thomas Hitman Hearns
Sugar
versus
Ray.
Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
No, that one with Hitman, Hearns, and Hagler, unmatched.
Well, that's where they played
the
it
boys
up.
Boys went at it.
Let me ask you something, man. Did you ever do pro wrestling? Did you ever think about getting into pro wrestling?
Everybody think they can do something till they do it. Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
I did a couple of wrestling matches. I did one in Milwaukee with Remember Steve McMichael, Mungo McMichael?
Yeah, who's
part of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead. You was what you was
yeah, about who's on his deathbed?
Fighting the ALS.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Oh my God. I keep praying for him every day.
Yeah.
Good man.
But you did try it.
Yeah, me and him did something in one of them stadiums in Milwaukee, man. It was all right till we got to the back and I asked, man, where the ice bucket at? What an ice bucket.
Hey, Gilbert, is that stuff, is it that rough?
Man, people don't realize how long, like in boxing, people don't realize how long 3 minutes is.
I know. And it's just, when a dude
tapping you on your face.
Hey, Gilbert, and you can't call timeout.
No, wait, bro. That hit,
But so those wrestlers are great athletes.
Oh my God, man. Don't get it twisted. If they say it's scripted or not, go on for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Them cats gotta be in shape, man. And I hung out with Ric Flair before. Ooh. And he'll tell you, man. You got to work out at least once a day. You got to.
Yeah,
well, because of the pounding, the roll, and all that stuff, it catches up with you.
But them cats can take steroids, and you know, pro athletes can't.
All right, now they're gonna come in and DDT you on that radio saying, "Hey, I ain't talking about them boys like that."
Well, Gilbert, you see, they 300 pounds, 325 pounds, not an ounce of fat on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, man, that's, you know.
I mean, people do that. I mean, I don't condone it, you know, performance enhancing drugs and all that other stuff, man, to get ahead, you know, until you get caught, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, man. They make a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, all of them make a lot of money. So, I mean, that money fuels things in your head that you don't need to do.
But when you're talking about, well, we know what wrestling is, man, okay? I mean, you know, when I was a young boy, they had the Crusher. They had Dick the Bruiser, you know.
Bobo Brazil.
Bill Snyder. Well, I mean, I forgot his name, but. Yeah, Bobo Brazil. Come on, hey, how you know about Bobo Brazil, man? You weren't even around.
Man, you better watch it, man. Hey, I'm a student of sports.
Wilbur Snyder was his name. Vern Gagne. Man. So yeah, so I watched wrestling, man. It was sports, but I think they probably were a little more real back in those days than now, Gilbert.
I mean, you got athletes, man. You got athletes that were wrestling in college. You know what I'm saying? And were winning titles in college and NCAA stuff and different things like that. So when they make that transition, a lot of them are either making it into WWE or MMA.
Well, so Reggie Crusher Lazowski with the 14-inch biceps and the beer keg in his belly was great star, and everywhere he went, you know, I mean, clearly wrestling wasn't what it is now.
It's about image, man.
Right.
It's been going to image. That's why some of those guys take those drugs. It's because now everybody wants to see the good looking muscle bound guy.
Right.
They don't want to see the old fat flabby guy with one muscle. You know what I mean?
Fat, flabby guy with one muscle, and that muscle's in the stomach.
I can't talk. I always had a keg, so I can't talk.
Well, you might be talking about me today. But anyway, man. Hey, listen, Gil, we got to get out of here. It goes fast, man.
Hey,
we're a week closer, right? We're a week closer.
Week closer. Congratulations again to George Koontz and Leroy Butler.
And I'll also say again, Racine, 99.9 FM, Kenosha, 98.1 FM, the new homes of the Brewers, Bucks, and Packers, Pacific Media. Gilbert, we'll see you on next Monday.
I see you, my brother. All Calvin. Right. Do the thing, Calvin. Do it.
So just chill till the next episode.
Right on.
Hi,
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
The Ozaukee County Fair in Cedarburg runs through Sunday. Plan your visit by logging on OzaukeeCountyFair.com. The Wisconsin State Fair begins Thursday and runs until Sunday, August 13th. Tickets at the gate or in advance, go to WisStateFair.com. Check out the Bayshore Sounds of Summer on Friday night from 6 till 9 with their free concert series. For more details, BayshoreLife.com. Saturday night at 6:30, the Heart of Black will be playing at the Umbrella Bar at the Rock Sports Complex in Franklin. Have a night of fun and live music. And jumpstart your weekend and stop by Cathedral Square Park on Sunday morning for fresh produce, locally made crafts, wellness vendors, live entertainment, and great activities.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.